That was quirky Aussie Courtney Barnett, who we've been fans of for a long time. Even before she won a Grammy, we liked her.
Yeah.
Does that make us hipster?
It made us hipster. Not anymore.
I see.
We're not hipsters anymore. We have to find somebody else to champion.
The champion. Well, it's Daily Scramble Live here in Laguna Beach, and as I teased earlier in true radio fashion, I've got a list here of a combination of things you could buy for $999,
okay,
which is the price of a new iPhone X. So the iPhone X was just announced yesterday, if you don't know. It's just a screen. They've eliminated the borders. They've eliminated the button. It's just a screen that envelops itself into a phone.
Not.
It's water resistant. Instead of a touch button, it now has face recognition to unlock your phone.
Right.
And as many people said, I'd rather just press a button. It has mixed reaction.
Right.
And on top of that, it's either $999 or $1,100, depending on which size you get.
Right.
$1,000 for a phone.
It has douche recognition.
You can...
Don't buy this phone. Nobody should be buying this phone. If you've got an iPhone 7, you've got what you need.
You can get a free phone with 4G wireless or whatever. Hello Moto. You can get a free phone.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, here's some things you can buy.
Okay.
It's coming up on the fall season.
Anyone could come up with this, right?
Yeah, but...
Go on then. You've got some funny ones.
I found it. It's coming up on the fall season, so this fall you could drink 235 pumpkin spice lattes from Starbucks.
That's a good idea.
235.
You know what? If you're thinking of buying this phone, I suggest you do that.
Just do that instead.
Just do it.
All right. You could have breakfast 83 times at fancy French restaurants.
Wow.
For somewhere around $20 a pop.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
You could sail to the Caribbean. Norwegian and Royal Caribbean offer routes from Florida and Louisiana through the Bahamas for about $1,000 a person.
Wow.
You could go on a cruise.
Really? For $1,000?
Go on a cruise.
I often wonder and then forget to Google the price of a cruise.
Yeah, well, in this case, $1,000.
$1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Instead of a new phone.
Great.
You could see Billy Joel live in concert 10 times.
Yeah, get the phone. Just get the phone.
You can see him 10 times.
Get the phone instead.
10 times. About $100 to see Billy Joel perform at a place like Madison Square Garden.
Huh?
Or you could see him once up close with a meet and greet for the same price. You could go to Disneyland 9 times.
Yeah.
And Disneyland's expensive.
Yeah.
You'd go 9 times. Maybe not the park hopper, but just the single thing,
yeah.
Yeah. You could invest your money. $1,000 could turn into $2,225 over 10 years.
And then you
could afford the new iPhone.
If you'd invested in Bitcoin 20 years ago.
Oh, man.
Man,
don't
talk. $1,000.
I got in too late in that game.
I wouldn't be sitting here. That's for sure.
And finally, great. It's good to know. There are a few cars you can buy for $1,000 that we found on Craigslist, okay?
Okay.
You can buy a 1999 Jeep Cherokee Sport for $800.
Mm.
You can buy a 1984 Chevy G20 van for $650. Or my personal favorite, a 1972 Volkswagen Super Beetle for $800.
Here's something else you could do. There's a new restaurant in Tustin.
Yeah?
Okay, it's part of a chain that came from China that's actually a Chinese chain. Not just a Chinese restaurant, but an actual restaurant from China.
Okay.
And the thing about this place is they only sell one thing. They have one dish. It's a chicken dish, and that's all you can get, that one dish of chicken. There are three ways of doing it. One chili, no chili, one chili, two chili. One chili is the authentic thing.
Uh-huh.
It's a one chicken dish, rice, $9.99. You could buy, what? Work it out. 100.
100.
You could buy 100 of these.
Is it delicious?
I have no idea, just because I've never tried it, but... yeah, it's known by millions of fans all over China. It's very famous.
What's it
famous.
Called? I need to write this down.
It's
so do our listeners.
No. Yang's.
Yang's.
Yang's braised chicken rice. That's what
braised
it is.
Braised chicken.
Yeah.
In Tustin.
Yeah.
I'm going.
Yeah.
It's like the Curb Your Enthusiasm episode where Larry starts going to the Lebanese chicken restaurant.
Yeah.
And that's all they've got. Or is it Palestinian? It's Palestinian.
So right. Gets himself in trouble.
Yeah.
Jew goes in a Palestinian restaurant. My cousin Martin and I, we love to go and eat at the Palestinian places up in Anaheim.
Right.
Fantastic. There's a place called Little Gaza. You've been there?
No.
Yeah, Little Gaza. And they've got the greatest Israeli folks.
Do you put your yarmulkes in your pocket before you go inside?
We don't speak Hebrew in there.
Yeah.
Generally
that's,
not.
You got to see that Curb Your Enthusiasm episode. That's what it's about. That's literally what it's about. Yeah. All right, well, there you go, kids. If you're asking for an iPhone 10, ask for a 1999 Jeep Cherokee instead.